Everybody stand by. Industry is in the house. Here he is, the controversial but legendary BDP. Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Record. Recording now.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 334. Recorded live at the Mike and Mike Productions Castle in Deltona, Florida. This is the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where two guys share their passion for cigars, business, and life. Join Mike the King Stepankevich and his co-host Mike Sir BDP Palmer as they talk about the latest cigar news, reviews, jousting, and interview some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm their engineer and sound tech, Squire Phil. Whether you're a seasoned aficionado or a Knight of the Realmer, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and light up that cigar. Cigar is his podcast.
Knight of Aroma.
He's a Knight of the Realmer.
Knight of the Realmer.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's replacing the I panicked. I had to do something real quick.
Okay.
Welcome to the Cigar Hustler Podcast, a show brought to you commercial free, but a massive shout out to our amazing patrons on Patreon. Thank you to your unwavering support. We're able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Your backing makes it possible for us to keep it real for our listeners. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a Patreon member, go to www.patreon.com and search A Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
That is a lovely cue card board.
My wife wrote it out for me.
Yeah, that is definitely not your writing.
No, it's not my writing. No. Even I can't read my writing.
It would look like Mandarin.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It would actually be Mandarin.
Yeah.
I can't speak Mandarin either.
You can't?
No. Oh. I have people for that. And now Tyler has to drink because every time someone reference or I reference China, he takes a drink during the show.
That poor guy's going to get shit-faced on a Tuesday.
Now I text him and just throw word China in there randomly sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He'll go, fuck, not going to have a drink.
I was randomly texting Jack Tarano, pack it. Because he's like, when you said pack it on the Patreon, oh, it just drove me nuts. So then I was like, okay, cool.
Why was Tarano saying pack it?
Because it was, you know, it was the bale or whatever the fuck it
is. Oh, the tobacco.
Yeah.
Oh, the packet of tobacco.
It's not a packet.
It's a packet now. Now we have renamed it.
It's packet. A fucking packet.
You never heard from Skip that you said it wrong?
Oh, no, he doesn't give a shit about that.
Oh.
But a reliable source has answered some questions, some statements that I made on the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will rectify and correct and elaborate on some of the things that we spoke of on last week's Patreon.
Oh.
On the Patreon this week?
Yes. Okay. On this week's Patreon.
Nice.
You didn't start your timer.
It's so far to hard.
Oh,
to
God.
Oh, God. Hold on, let me reach.
So, threw out my shoulder.
So we've gotten some mixed reviews on the new set.
No, everybody likes the set.
Yeah,
I look uncomfortable.
It's
hard to get used to the chairs.
Well, what we're gonna do is we've had some gut statements as well.
So yeah.
We're gonna put you in some Spanx.
No, we're not getting Spanx. But I did look at them and they look terribly uncomfortable.
Oh yes, dude, let's do this.
Terribly uncomfortable. I could change the shirt. That would do a tremendous amount of help for me. Well, change it's the tight shirt. T-shirt.
Well, they have the dad bod shirts.
Well, this is a dad bod shirt, but it only works when you're standing. Doesn't work when you're sitting.
I see.
Right.
We can figure this out.
Maybe a black poncho?
I'm not too
worried. We're going to make you.
Maybe I need like one of those TV trays in front of me on my own little mini desk. Yeah. Somebody recommended that. Maybe get him a little desk in front of his chair.
Put something in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can put the cue card in front of me.
There you go. So cheers to you. Fucking huge.
There you go.
I like that.
A cigar apron?
Yeah, cigar.
The $280 cigar apron. That's right. Oh,
put you in a fucking blanket. Fuck it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
well, just get a Mexican. What's that thing?
Like a poncho.
Jalapa.
Yeah, poncho.
Is it a poncho?
A jalapa.
A jalapa.
I thought it was.
I had
lapa.
One of those for dinner the other night.
A jalapa.
A jalapa is a tobacco, right?
It is a tobacco.
Yeah, it is a tobacco. Cover me with a big tobacco leaf. Yeah. That'd work too. Yeah, that'd be perfect. You just hang a curtain here in front of me from the ceiling.
Yeah, that'd be, and here's
Palmer. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
And here's Palmer. And Palmer, what's your reaction? And then just we zoom on this curtain.
Right, exactly. It'd be wonderful.
It'd be fantastic. Great. So, how's the lawn?
I'm trying to think when I did it because we had a busy weekend. I started it Saturday afternoon and I finished it Sunday morning.
Oh.
We went to the beach Saturday.
And how did that go?
We had a beach day. Well, we couldn't find him. We couldn't find Steve Hippelhauser there anywhere.
Oh. No, he wasn't there.
Oh, we looked. Didn't see him. At all.
Guy's always there.
I pulled in, I asked for him. And they're like, no, he's not here. Holding court.
That was a few weeks ago.
Oh.
So Phil, you're close with Steven Hippelhauser. Has he been going to the beach as of late the past couple of weeks or?
Not the beach. I mean, he's been by the beach.
He's been by the beach?
Oh, that's right. He's a Hefe DJ.
So, anyways.
The beach is probably, it had to be super hot.
It was super hot. Yeah. And it was super low tide, so the water kept getting further and further away.
Oh, Lord. Like a desert.
So, yeah, right. It's what it looked like. I'm hot. You want to go to the water? I can see it still that mirage. Way.
It's over there. Right. Well, we were going to do a little Volcano Bay action this weekend.
Right.
Teddy got sick again.
The stomach thing?
Oh. Yeah.
Uncle Greg's got stomach thing.
I think, yeah.
My daughter got sick too.
He thinks he has stomach botulism bug? Or something.
Mm-hmm. Like the vomits and stuff?
She had an ear infection.
Ah.
And then when she took the medicine,
that's
she
bad
vomited.
For the beach. Bad yeah, for the beach.
That's bad for the beach.
Yeah.
And when she took it, what?
Good.
Then when she took the medicine, she vomited. So maybe she had a stomach thing too.
Well, maybe the just medicine the one time though. Strong.
Yeah, just one time.
Yeah, she probably just didn't like the
medicine. Didn't like medicine or empty stomach.
There's nothing better than you giving a kid medication right? and then
they get sicker.
And then throwing it up.
All right.
Shortly thereafter, because then you're fucked.
You're right.
It's not like you can hit him with another dose.
Right. You do that in your head though. You're like, how long has it been?
Son
can
of a
I,
bitch.
Can I do it again? Would carry the one? Probably not.
So is it only if you say Chinese or anybody?
Just me.
Oh, okay.
Just me.
Because I was going to tell you why the medicine was bad.
It was camera two, please. Camera three, whatever it is. Chinese medicine.
Yeah. Oh. No. So I went to Publix. To get the medicine.
Right.
Yeah. And you know how, for like
kids,
you mean
kids, Steven Hippelhauser went to Publix.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
And you know like how like you can pay extra money to get it flavored or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, so, those don't work.
Well, they work if you do it correctly. Like the first time. So I go there. First of all, if you ever go to Publix on the weekend to get medicine, you can't get it if they first open up. Oh. Like you got to wait 30 minutes no matter what.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so I waited 30 minutes. Right. Then he gives me the medicine, and he asks me, he goes, hey, for $2 more, I can make it whatever flavor you want. I said, okay.
Can you like peach it. Crown, please?
Well, I would like for it to be cherry.
Apple. Sour apple
crown. Sour apple crown? Please?
Can you make it taste like Jack Daniels?
So then he goes.
Kid's got a problem.
Yeah, no problem. Charges me the $2.
Right.
Goes back.
Right.
Brings it back up, and he goes, he had already flavored it. And he goes, all right, here you go. He goes, well, and he opens it in front of me.
Takes a swig.
And he smells it.
Right.
Right? And he goes, well, it's going to be like a bubblegum cherry. I'm like, why would it be bubblegum cherry? I asked for cherry. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, because we kind of already flavored a bubblegum before I asked you about flavoring it.
Oh, damn.
So he wasn't going to charge you then?
He still charged me.
Well, bubblegum is your standard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the standard
So it comes
flavor.
In a flavor.
Yeah.
He probably should have mentioned that up front.
Yeah, bubblegum is amazing. I loved that back in the day.
Well,
I don't mind it.
Give me those antibiotics with the bubblegum flavor. Yeah, I was like, yes.
My kids are bougie. Booze's kids are bougie. Grape, cherry, apple. I'm like, I just take the medicine, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be in your mouth that long.
Yeah.
$2, though, is not a lot of money to for your children to be.
Well, it only costs you $2 for them to fuck it up.
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah, that's what he, yeah.
Because now
you paid a premium to get it fucking destroyed.
Right.
She threw up the first time when she took it.
Oh, she didn't like cherries.
Yeah. No, she don't like bubblegum.
She doesn't like bubblegum cherry.
Bubblegum cherry.
Yes. Yeah,
cherry bubblegum or whatever.
Not a fan of the combo. So, and then I'm still dealing with this house.
The roof thing, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a disaster.
Yeah. Are they finished?
They're finished, but...
Well, okay, are you enclosed?
I'm enclosed.
Okay.
They still need to do...
And have air conditioning?
I do have air conditioning. They,
three
I
out
do,
of three?
Their drywall's fucked, though.
Right, I hear.
So that's all cut open and stuff, which is a disaster. And my AC unit...
Right.
Like the ducts...
Right.
Were flooded.
Because they were shower heads.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
They're going to rust.
I got to deal with that. No, it's not rust. It's
well, I mean, eventually.
No, it's like a fiberglass square that needs to be replaced.
So it got wet? Fiberglass got wet?
That doesn't seem good. No, it's no bueno. So I'm dealing with that.
Oh, that's right. It's got the foil around the fiberglass
door. Yeah, and then my sliding glass door broke.
The one going out to the smoky patio?
Yeah. It always breaks, yeah. So I went to go and replace that with a replacement to get the part.
Right.
I finally got this thing. I was doing this. You're right. We're not calling Kenny anymore, right? Because
we can't. Well,
yeah, he's gone. Right. He's gone. So,
well, there's a cease and desist order.
I'm like, we're doing this. So Brittany and I, we put our heads together and we got there. We got to the point where everything was apart.
Okay.
It's not as easy. I can't just pull mine out. I have to remove the whole frame. It's fucking crazy.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck, this is not the piece that I bought. So I went to go look for it. They didn't have it. I checked everywhere else. They didn't have it.
Oh.
So I had to call Bezos and he said,
Scott Bezos?
No, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff Bezos. Scott's his brother.
Yeah.
I call him.
And they said that it would be here before 10 o'clock tonight. So.
So 10 p.m.?
Yeah. 10 p.m.
So, like, what is broke on it? Like, you can't open it at all? Yeah,
the wheel broke again.
Oh.
From the slamming? When you're angry?
I think that the frame is actually a little bit tighter than it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
too much pressure?
Yeah. And it just fucking wears out so fast.
And you got a pretty heavy one, too.
And it gets multiple use.
Yeah, because that door open and closes a lot.
75,000 times a night.
Right. Yeah, right.
So it's like, done. So, yeah, I got to deal with that. We had football. Patriots, or they didn't.
Wait, sports was over.
No,
it's not over.
No, Patriots didn't.
It's never over.
Patriots didn't make the playoffs, so they're done.
Okay.
So that was last week.
Which child is a Patriot?
Justice,
okay. Mm-hmm. So the younger one's done.
The younger one is done.
Okay. So now it's just Jax.
Older one's in the playoffs. He's in the 2 seed, so.
Oh.
Interesting stuff. This team has really come such a long fucking way, man. These kids are just, they really have gotten
really better. Have come together.
Yeah, you know, I've learned that kids are very responsive to push-ups.
Oh, they don't like them.
Hey, if you drop the ball, you get the push-ups.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
So.
Up-downs?
Sometimes up-downs. Hmm. Not a lot of up-downs.
Not a lot of up-downs.
But push-ups. I'm looking forward to this Friday with that.
With the push-ups?
With the playoffs.
Oh. This is the last game?
It should be. It should be the
last. If they win or lose?
Yeah, so they should have a bye, and then if they win, they'll have to play 2 games.
This weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Back to back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
So that should be cool.
Seems like the cards are stacked against them.
That second game is going to be hard.
Yeah.
Well, some teams have to do 3 games.
Oh, you want to play one of them?
Well, that's usually how it works.
Oh.
They play, and then you play them.
Right.
And then whoever wins that plays in the championship.
Mm.
Is there one team that only plays once?
No.
No.
The first and the second seed can play a maximum of 2 games.
So they pack it in.
We could play one if we lose.
Right, no. I did. I would just, like 2 and 3 play each other, and then the winner of that plays 1.
1 and 2 get a bye, so I would assume that 3 plays 6 and 4 plays 5.
Ah, okay, I got you.
That would make the most
sense. There's 6 teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
The real question is, I want to see who we have in the lineup.
Right.
So we can work on their game strategy.
Oh.
Shut them down.
Oh.
Because I'm that guy.
It's tricky.
Yeah. So it was kind of a chill weekend for us, man. Just trying to work on stuff around the house and get that back up to par.
We,
fucking nightmare.
We went to the FFA awards banquet Sunday night.
Yeah.
They do this cake thing. All the kids bring in cakes and then they do this cake, auction. Well, first it's a silent auction. You're over your right. You know, I'll pay $6 for the cake. It's never enough money. So then they do an auction. They brought an actual auctioneer in this year.
Ah, it's got a money.
Right, yeah, the guy was amazing. $7 for $1,000.
What?
What kind of cake was it?
Regular cake.
Was it the Golden Purveyors?
No, it was some guy kept buying all the cakes and he was like, he'd just yell out, $1,000. And then they go, oh, he's got the cake.
That's it. That's the ringer. The guy's like, I'm dropping. Yeah.
No, Adrian says he owns like over half of Deltona or something.
He owns all the cake.
He's probably about your age. He's a younger guy. And his daughter knows my wife, obviously.
Really?
I had a $200 brownie last night.
Wow.
Cheesecake brownie. She brought around, Mrs. Palmer, would you like one of these?
It had no gold flakes.
No. It had cheesecake on the top of it and then chocolate brownie.
Nice. Doesn't sound like $200.
I didn't pay for it.
Yeah. Sounds like 10.
Adrian had a $200 cake pop. Shaped like a little cow.
Oh. Yeah. $200 cake pop.
Well, that was $1,000 for the cake pops too.
Yeesh. It's kind of,
they raised $10,000 last night. Not just in cakes, but they
from
also
from the one guy.
Well, yeah. he might have spent like six. Easy. Yeah.
King of the Deltona.
The parents in FFA are very involved. Very nice people.
Yeah, that water runs thick.
Future Farmers of America?
That again.
What'd you say over there, Phil?
That water runs thick over there.
Yeah.
That water runs thick?
It's a tight organization.
Yeah, and it's been generational.
They do all the catering for everything that the school does all year. They run the concession stand. I mean, they run everything over there. Oh. They're like the mafia at the school.
Ooh.
Yeah, like their kids are going, and then their kids will go into FFA, and their kids will go.
Sounds serious.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad.
All of them are really nice people. Well, it's the second year I went. Because I do the judging for the.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, that's why
you're a judge.
That's why I get invited.
So you get a $200 cake pop.
No, I had a $200 brownie.
Yeah.
My wife had a $200 cake.
$500 cake.
Did you go to sleep after eating the brownie or?
No, regular brownie.
What are we doing for the Patreon?
I don't know. What do we got over there?
We have.
Blood oranges.
Blood medicine. From Crowned Heads.
Have you tried this yet?
I have not.
I haven't either.
I'm intrigued.
I sold one on Friday.
How new is this?
It just came out.
Came out Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Just came out. I'm hoping that. Hoping I don't upset anybody on the Patreon.
Oh.
But if I do, don't share it, God damn it.
These are the Well, this is not. It's not.
Well, this is what they should do. They should go, hey, there's something you should really hear on the Patreon. Make that person sign up.
Send them the link.
We would like John Huber's money.
To make the purchase for the Patreon. God damn it.
They can listen to us do whatever the whole time on the Patreon.
I'm really surprised he hasn't bought in yet just to keep track of us.
Yeah, right?
Right, for $10.
So
keep my eye on you.
So we kind of got snubbed with the whole Mickey Peg yada yada.
I seen was oh there yeah because
he did
recently?
A
oh yeah a I'm press pretty, release.
Yeah, there was a press release.
Yeah, via Coop.
Right. Yeah, Coop's the only one that got it.
Fun guy never called us back.
He texted you and said there was something else.
He was going
on
through some personal issues or whatever.
Right.
And I said, out of respect for him,
I meant to ask you what that was. I was curious, but now it's really not important. Unless you want to shout him out now.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, the guy didn't bother to call back.
So now you'll say what it was?
No, I won't do that to him. Okay. But you know, look.
I will.
Look.
I got hair transplants.
I like Mickey.
And they're not taking.
I like Mickey.
I like Mickey,
he's
too.
He's a very nice guy.
Yes, Mickey is a nice guy.
He's a fucking mess when it comes to everything else, though.
We have a story. The press release came out.
Oh, really?
On All Saints.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, with the price reduction?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was a mess.
But
that's a mess.
So we'll continue to elaborate on that too. When we get down that road on the news. And the other big thing, which I might not be in the news. It's probably in the news. Maybe I should just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, why don't you just wear?
Is it about Southern Draw? Did you cover?
Certainly. Why don't I cover that?
He loves Southern Draw.
Robert Holt's my friend.
There's some good shit going on.
Yeah, there is.
In this industry.
And that's really about the two top stories right there.
Those are two very big stories.
Yeah. Show's over.
You know, what's funny, though, is...
That was the news.
I look at some of these other podcasts, and they're talking about shit that's from, like, the fucking Dark Ages.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't understand. Like, what are you guys doing? Like
Romeo and Juliet comes out with new core.
Some of the shows are having people on their shows. Some of the shows are having guests. I don't even know who the people are, let alone the cigar brand.
I enjoy the redundancy, like the same shit over and over again.
Right, but that's not happening now. Now everybody's like, I've got no insult to you, Phil. I've got Phil from iJack Cigars, and we're like,
right.
I don't know who Phil is or iJack Cigars.
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
Apparently.
iJack's taking
apparently,
over.
Yeah, iJack's a big thing. Yeah.
Wasn't all those shows are like, they're like in a group, right?
No. That's Coop's. But each one of his shows does something different. Like he's got the music show. He's got the cigar show.
Yes.
He's got the show where they drink because it goes with the cigars. And then is developing palates part of his show?
What?
No.
I remember him having one. And then you guys told me he had the second one. Now he has a third one?
Yeah.
He's got like 75 shows.
Yeah.
My God.
It's the coalition.
Yeah.
Right.
The guy's crushing.
Yeah. Some of them make all sorts of cool.
He's got a silver.
He was in Dubai. He was last week.
Yeah.
Right. Is this why he gets the press releases?
He's not giving a fuck.
He's in Dubai spending his coalition money.
Oh.
Yeah. Saka's in Italy.
Oh, I saw that this morning. Lovely photo of him and his wife.
Meanwhile,
a lovely photo of his wife. It's half of his head.
Us slab dicks are fucking just still here.
Still here. We have new chairs.
Yeah, we got these new chairs. So there's that.
I had to check the balance today, make sure we can pay the rent.
Pay for the fucking
Well, no Italy for us.
You gotta love it. Yeah,
we're, Friday, Ray goes, you paid the rent yet? I go, no, we bought chairs.
Yeah, we'd be ridiculous.
He goes, can you Monday? I go, I'll let you know. I don't know.
Yeah, that all depends.
Oh, Craig, the one time you're doing your job, you ask me about the rent.
That's right. I go, you mentioned it once, and then you never said anything again, so I'm not going to remind you I owe you money.
Yeah, is there a late fee or something?
We're not paying that shit. Well, technically, we're not paying it.
Fuck you.
We're getting a rent reduction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said substantial.
Really?
Something the government did.
Listen, Greg said the word substantial.
You're right.
Does he know what substantial means?
He can't spell it.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. Greg making less money doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I don't know.
We'll see.
I think it's because we said small square footage.
To be determined.
Something with the...
Substantial that means half.
Something with the... That's right. Substantial means half, Greg. I don't know if you understand that.
Yeah. How about this? How about you pay us?
Yeah.
Right. We're going to go the other direction this year. We would like some type of...
We would
of,
like you to give us some money to talk about your shop upstairs.
Yeah, your amazing
That'd be
story.
Fine. Yeah. That'd be fine. Be perfect.
Yeah. Cigar Hustler, by the way, in case you guys are wondering.
Cigar Hustler.
Show.
.com. Mm-hmm. All right, we're Phil Fun Fact.
Oh, yeah.
Are you got anything else? We're at 18 minutes. Ish, probably closer
I think
to
that's
20.
That's it, man. Had football, dealt
did
with
beach,
shit at the house.
Cut the grass, went to the FFA.
Yeah, you did. You had more of an exciting week than I did. I trimmed down a stump in my yard.
You grinded it?
I used my neighbor's chainsaw.
Oh. Get it up out of the ground?
No, it's just less.
Oh. What sense is that?
It's not as high. It doesn't look as bad.
But if it's high, you can put a little piece of wood on to make it a table.
Oh, it wasn't that high.
Make it a footstool.
In the middle of the yard?
You put a chair next to it. Don't you sit out there and watch your roofers?
Can't say I do.
Your wife said you sit out there and watch them.
Oh, yeah?
Wouldn't you, after the first day, wait on them to show up or something?
Oh, that was when I cut the bolt.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Wait on them to give you an invoice for the bolt.
Fucking around. Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. So, there's that. All right, let's go. Phil's Fun Facts.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's Fun Facts.
Hello, peoples. Oh, my mustache is falling down here. just like Phil's beach days outnumber his work days, cattle outnumber humans in 9 states. Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. Strangely, a lot of these cattle were born in other places and shipped there for finishing. So that steak you got from Costco is definitely could have some real miles on it. Fairly commonly, cattle are born in Florida, shipped to the Dakotas for backgrounding and finishing, processed, and shipped back to Florida for consumption.
Wow.
It wasn't really a fun fact.
Well,
listen.
Hey, I appreciate them helping me, and I don't have to do it.
They need to step it up.
Well, half the team has been deployed.
Oh, that's true.
Right, they're down to one person.
All right, fine. Good job.
Can I have 3, please, so I can read
good
their
job.
Button? Phil's Fun Facts brought to you by Cigar Hustler Podcast Patreon and brought to you by Braze Ranch in Waldo, Florida. Follow them at Braze Ranch on Instagram or Facebook for regular ranch updates and news on beef availability.
Beef availability.
You can go to 2 now. Thank
Bam.
You. Bam.
Got to go to work.
Bam, you got to go to work. You got to bring that back.
It's still on here.
Is it? No, it's not. You haven't hit that button in a while. There's no way it's still on there. Nope. Told you.
He probably didn't label it.
Nope.
Bam.
No, they're on. No, it was labeled bam. It was labeled got to go to work. No, we added.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck Alfredo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's just
that's
a bell.
Is handmade in Estelini Crab.
We had some better ones come up.
Is handmade.
I don't know what this one is.
This is Garrett Robinson, formerly of How About.
Oh, that's it. Formerly of. Oh, we do still have.
How's he going? Like,
who's number one? A Cigar Hustler, the podcast.
Now you're just
there.
Hitting
you
buttons.
Go, David Grosso.
He confirmed that.
I'm killing time.
In that picture.
Yeah, he said you're
killing time. All right, we're a little ahead of schedule.
What gives a fuck?
All right, ready for the news?
Go.
Now look at you.
Button don't work.
from the four corners of the world.
Hey, that sounded pretty good, Michael.
Thank you.
From the four corners of the world, all the cigar industry news you could possibly need. The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike 2.
I need to change that, I guess, because they're not really called Mike 2 anymore.
You're not?
Cigar Hustler News with BDP.
Oh, you're pressing hard for the BDP. Yeah.
Robert and Sharon Holt float selling Southern Draw cigars.
Southern Draw.
Yeah.
This past Thursday morning, Robert Holt took to Instagram to publicly announce that he and his wife Sharon are considering selling their stake in Southern Draw cigars.
Yeah.
Holt said that the post was not an alarm, but that a combination of personal factors and change within the industry have nudged him to begin discussing possibilities for the next chapter of the company.
He's throwing that out there.
He's just throwing it out there. He got real sick, what was it, right after COVID, where he got caught in some foreign country or something?
This is 16.2 grams, by the way.
Okay.
16.2 gigawatts.
All right. It's okay.
I got it.
He got sick.
It's
yeah.
in the
he
got candle. Sick.
He found himself
in the candle.
He was in a
the
house.
Candle. Yeah, somewhere.
But that was years ago.
Well, right, but he does state the health concerns are one of the reasons. Maybe there's some after effects, like Greg can't go up and down the stairs.
Look, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Here's what people don't understand.
Right.
Okay, we'll do that.
You want the other one?
Here we go. Here's what people don't understand. This industry, it's fucking hard. It is so tough. You can have the best cigar on the planet. Doesn't fucking matter. You got to market it right. You got to sell it right. You got to follow up with retailers because a lot of retailers suck. They don't do their job. They run out of stock. They don't fucking refill it. So when you're constantly running, you can go to two now. When you're constantly running and running this business. And
well, it's just, I don't know how big a staff he has. I think it's just him, his wife, his son.
It's hard.
Like two other guys.
That seems like a normal company.
It is hard.
Yeah, but not,
no,
but
they need a sales force. Some degree.
Right, they need a sales force because so he's a salesman, he's the promotion guy, he's the social media guy.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
Yeah. I know what that feels like. It sucks. Well,
so
now why are you giving me squinty eye?
No,
because you're the social media guy?
Right, like you don't do everything by yourself.
How are you social media guy for Postanya?
Oh, there we go. Breaking news.
Let's see. When we were at the convention, I did press releases every single day.
Took you
did. Photos every day. When we do events, I come with you.
So at least I have a social media guy. So there's that.
Right. He didn't have to do that. He has to do those videos at his house in the middle of the night. He used to. He doesn't even do that anymore. At least not that I see.
We're talking about Southern Draw?
This industry will burn you the fuck out, man.
Well, there's only so many times you can sit out there and drink coffee and smoke a cigar and talk to people.
Southern Draw. Right. I don't know. I like my videos on Postanya Mafia. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you're not interacting. You're just doing them and then posting them. He would sit there for 3 hours. Oh, hey, look, Mike Palmer's on now. Hi, Mike. How you doing? And then, you know, he's got a story that he's telling or something.
Yeah. For 3 hours?
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
Oh, Lord.
He stopped sleeping before I stopped sleeping. So.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
It is tough.
So what do you think it's worth? What do you think this company's worth?
I have no idea.
Oh,
no idea.
Guess.
But
I want you to guess.
Why? Do you know?
No.
Oh,
how much was Caldwell bought for?
We don't know.
Yeah, I have.
I thought it was
Caldwell.
Number.
Was Caldwell bought?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was. I think we did the number. I have no idea. I don't know how many stores he's in or any of that kind of stuff. I don't know any of that.
I'll guess.
Okay.
You go ahead. I'll throw out a number.
18 mil.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Is that low?
I think that's high. I was going to say 10.
Okay. I think you're both high.
Okay. You think so? You think 5?
10, 18, what do you think?
I think it's less than that.
Less than 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe a couple mil.
What's a multiplier for cigars?
17.
It's just like any business.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's either like 2.
God, I just threw out a number.
You could 2x the gross or 4x or 5x the net, depending.
Well, if you 5x a million, yeah, I guess it's 5 million.
The problem is he is Southern Draw, though.
I think here's the yeah, that's a big issue.
Yeah, how much is it worth without him and Sharon?
Right.
Well, I mean, nobody ever buys a company and throws them out.
Yeah, he would probably stay on board.
I would imagine for a short time, but he's wanting out.
I'm sorry that I'm not close enough friends where I can't call him. I don't know him.
But you know,
Robert.
I have his number, but I don't know him well enough to go. So how much you asking?
Well,
we all got our wallets out here, Robert.
We didn't know Scott, and we asked him the questions.
Scott Pierce?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we have Joshua Haberski next week.
Oh.
I'm sure.
On his first day of being king.
The Southern Draw guy would love to be on.
Well, he was on here on the show.
He's been on here before. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. The one time he came in the shop. Because he almost hired me. And then when he didn't hire me, Mikey, he went, never again.
I think what he's doing is very smart, like doing a press release and saying like he's up for sale.
It wasn't really a press release. It was a social media post. Yeah. Not like a formal press release. It's like, hey, we're sort of thinking about doing this.
He should have went the Ferrari route. Did you see how Ferrari did that shit? Did you watch
it? I didn't watch the movie.
Oh, it's great.
I didn't watch the movie
either. He floated the rumor himself to the news and said, hey, listen, I need you to fucking send out the rumor that Ford is looking to acquire us. And then he denied it. No, Ford didn't buy it. Fiat bought him.
Oh.
Fiat bought Ferrari.
He could have called us. We would have made it up. What do we care?
Right?
We heard a rumor that. Yeah. Robert Holt might be selling.
Yeah. We heard a rumor that you're selling. Are you selling? No.
To STG.
It's hard, man.
How big of a company do you have to be for STG to buy you?
I don't know.
They could buy Southern Draw.
There has to be an advantage for them. That's the
right.
That's
he's got a lot of stuff in CI.
Southern Draw. They are CI.
Right. So I mean, they've already got some of his stuff. He does some line extensions.
So is that a level of vertical integration? Like, that's how Alec Bradley became so successful, right?
Right, yeah. Right. They've got line extensions of his stuff that you can't get except from CI.
Mm. So it would make sense for them to buy him because then their margins would increase.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you this.
Do they want another?
I'm going to tell you this. Here's look, I think that there's this huge illusion in this industry as far as how big a company actually is.
Sure.
That's what I was asking.
Like when you start to kind of figure out how many what are your numbers for, you know, these three states, and you hear numbers that are, you know, 200K annual or lower, you're like, holy fuck, how do they pay for you to be on the road?
Yeah, your multiplier right. stuff.
You know? If you have an in-house person, they're making 50K, right?
Right. Yeah, if you have a salesman out there.
Like if you're making less than 100, shit, dude.
Do you think Dunbarton's bigger than Southern Draw?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I think Dunbarton.
Well,
is just
because he's got a salesman, he's got
a sales force.
Does he have a sales force or a sales guy?
He's got brokers.
Brokers. Well, Southern Draw has brokers in areas.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen them walk in here.
No, well, we're on the do not disturb list.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we are.
We're on the do not disturb list?
We're on the do not disturb list.
Don't talk to those people.
Don't talk to them. They don't like me. I didn't hire Palmer.
Southern Draw. We don't not like Robert.
No, not now. But then, I ask if you're going to carry it, and you go, no, you didn't fucking hire you, so no.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would say that.
Yes, you would. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I support my people.
Right.
You think he would hire you now? You should call him.
I don't want now.
Hey.
I'm not getting on a sinking ship. No way.
I
tried that. It is not fun at all. I don't want to do that.
Look, and when it comes to a retail store, you focus on key brands, right?
Right.
And that's just not a brand that I'm focusing on.
Bring him in now, we would have to build it up.
Yeah. So, you know,
there was a time when his brand was more known higher up the food chain, let's just say.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, our own stuff.
Right.
Everything's under Post Distribution.
Right.
Postanya, Phosphoro, Cinezafina, Fable, FQ.
BDP.
Sometimes Shogui. I consider BDP under like the Poshik Limiteds.
Oh, fair enough.
But yeah, BDP.
Right.
You know, and then obviously Roma.
Right.
Right. So like those things are already kind of well established and those continue to grow kind of naturally at this point.
Right. Yeah.
So then you kind of gravitate out and you kind of pick some horses. Like you just establish a good relationship with Herklotz. Right. So you're like, all right, well, let's start focusing on that a little bit. And, you know, we've developed a relationship with Matt Booth. And because of that, his numbers have definitely excelled in this store.
Right.
You know? His sales force is fucking terrible. I had no idea about
any. Does he even have one?
Yeah, it's STG guys. I had no idea about.
Wait, so Ryan?
No, John is the guy's name.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if he calls Greg or something or what.
Greg. We'll tell Greg that something. He goes, I got to call, I guess, John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he walked in, I wouldn't know who he was if he was on fire.
Near with Greg.
Oh, I know who he is. He's a nice guy, but, you know. being a nice guy doesn't necessarily make you a great salesperson.
Right, exactly.
You know, I pride myself on people saying, dude, you just fucking, you reach out a lot. I'm like, I know.
You know, we see here the most. We see the Ashton guy, I think, more than anybody.
He's doing a great job.
We don't carry a lot of Ashton stuff.
But well, we carry Ashton now.
Yeah, he didn't carry Ashton before.
Right.
Well, we did back when there was somebody else who did it. The guy with the bow tie?
Yeah, Jose Ortega.
Yeah.
The seventh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jose Ortega, the seventh. Well, you know, but same scenario. I mean, that's a brand that, you know, it had its heyday 100 years ago.
Right.
And they're working on, I don't know what the fuck they're working
on. Reinventing the wheel.
They're trying to figure it out. And I think that they're doing some things right. I just think that a lot of that is they got to catch up on some specific things.
Certainly. You know? Right.
It's hard when, you know.
It's more old man's brand.
Well, it's not only that, but, you know, they're directly, I believe, they're directly attached to Holtz.
Okay.
And Holtz is a big discount online store.
Ah.
So I was like,
Ashton's an old brand, right?
Ashton is an old
brand. Yeah, as we're saying, an old man's brand.
So, you know, when you have that kind of dynamic, things are difficult.
Like the Romeo and Julietta's and the Monte Cristo's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all that.
All that stuff.
So, hey, but, you know, I hope it all works out.
Yeah, best
Robert.
Of luck to Robert. Yeah. I hope it works out.
I hope that you, dude, I fucking get it. That's all I can tell you. I know that it's hard. I know that family and physical and all those personal things can get in the way, as well as just life and business. And, you know, I hope that if you do wind up selling, that you sell it for the number that you're happy with. And, you know, I wish you the best.
We wish you the best.
Wish you the best.
If you'd like to come on the show, give us a call.
Yeah, if you want to talk about it.
Talk about it, sure.
You can just call in. I love call-ins. Call-ins are so fucking...
Yeah, nice. Monday between 3 and 4.
There you go.
Just call. We don't care. We'll answer the phone.
So somebody send Robert that clip, all right? You guys send clips to everybody else, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we can pull that one for a short or something.
Yeah.
Oh, this is weird. Now I got to put it over here. All Saints lowers prices by 10%. All Saints Cigars has lowered its prices by an average of 10% across the company's entire portfolio of products. The company says the changes went into effect last week. As our industry navigates through the persistent price escalation post-COVID, we at All Saints Fine Cigars has decided not just to hold the line, but to draw a new one, said Mickey Pegg, co-founder of All Saints Cigars, in a press release that we didn't get. We stand firmly behind our cherished retail partners and devoted consumers, ensuring that they receive nothing but the best from us, according to the press release that we didn't get. All Saints will work with its retail accounts to make sure they are compensated for any recently purchased inventory. This in parentheses, recently, so we don't know what recently is.
Right.
This is the second price change at All Saints in 2024. In February, the company did a price increase, but now they're doing a price decrease.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the increase... Do we know what the... Did you research any of this?
No, we don't know. We don't know if it was more than 10.
Right. That's what I was going to wonder. Like, is the decrease
that would make sense? It's what you would think that they're going to, you know, maybe they raised it 12. So we're dropping it 10. We're still making an extra 2.
Right.
You know, it sounds like he's making a series of really bad decisions.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I mean,
you know,
I don't know.
You think he's making that decision because of the split?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I don't think any retailer is going to drop their. I mean, if you've already gone the trouble to relabel everything and raise it up, whatever it was before in February. Now it's May, you're getting a reduction.
Yeah.
I don't see us going and going, oh, well, now we got to re-label it again, take the money back off.
Yeah.
It's he would have done. We make more money now.
Right. He would have done a better job of making a new cigar at a lower price point.
Right. Introducing something completely new.
Yeah. And start kind of focusing and developing that way.
This is the McAuliffe fuck you cigar we're
going
to call.
Instead of just saying, I don't know what's going on and reduce prices. Like, right. Wait, what? You know,
a panic move.
It's not.
Did you guys read the comments?
Some of the retailers were like, fucking great.
Right. Well, they were like, oh, well, what if I didn't follow Coop on Facebook? I wouldn't know.
Right.
So how do I know how to ask for the money?
Well, yeah. Well, that was, well, the biggest one was the first guy where he was saying,
that
well,
was
if we
guy.
Bought the cigars.
Right.
You know, how, where are we supposed to do? Lower our margins or, and then he recanted with, well, we're given the refunds if you read the.
Yeah,
if you read the article.
Yeah,
you have to go to some special email and send in a request and something.
Which I think was good because at least he's taking care of.
It's still a bad look.
It is. I mean, it is. But
you're asking retailers, and a lot of them aren't good at their job, to go back and for one, lower their prices.
Right.
And for two, get a refund, whether it be in cigars or whatever the case may be. Right,
then now they can figure out what they did buy and when they bought it.
And they're not gonna fucking do that. Instead, they're going to say, fuck this guy.
Right.
You know, we're just
too much trouble.
Right. We're just going to clear out his shit and he can just move on. So realistically, what he did, I think, is that he really fucking hurt himself. For one, by lowering his price. For two, not calling me the fuck back, because now I'm going to go harden the motherfucking paint.
Oh. Uh-oh. Try to call me now?
What? I'm done.
Oh, now we're done with
it. Yeah, I don't need to talk to him.
Now you're dead, Mickey. I'm sorry.
You know, look.
Hey, he didn't even text me.
You're gasping
back
for every once in a while. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
No, he's getting ready to go hard in the paint. Hold on, just let
him go. I kind of just did want to go hard in the like the reality. No,
the second thing you were talking about where you gasped for air in the middle.
What are you talking about?
He was.
You didn't even notice you did it.
Yeah, he was doing a big talk.
But like you were talking,
I started to build up there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I started to kind of go, and because as I was talking,
just make sure you're okay.
Listen, Palmer, don't alert the anxiety in all of us. Okay.
Yeah. Not alerting anxiety. I'm just checking on my friend.
I'm fine. But look.
We're all going to go to the hospital.
Can't throw anything
EKG
out into the audience. I'm not going.
You know,
go ahead.
Look, I just feel now that you've brought me back down, I just feel that. Look,
I just don't want you to pass out here in the chair.
As an industry,
terrible.
Like my nose is a little stuffy, I guess.
Oh, it could be.
So
you're talking and breathing through your mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you know, I don't. Here's what fucking drives me nuts. If someone fucking calls you.
Right.
And they're concerned about you.
Right.
And they want to know what the fuck is going on.
Sure.
You should probably call them back.
Well, you called 2-3 times?
Yeah.
I texted and emailed.
Right. Because
nothing for any of them.
We obviously have some concerns.
Right.
We've supported the brand.
Right.
I could tell you right now that I'm not going out of my way to fucking make more shelf space for All Saints. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right. No, we're not.
It's not like this guy's fucking... If somebody calls me or texts me and I can't get to them, hey, I'll call you right back. I'll call you back in a little bit or whatever the case
right,
may be.
Right, something, you'll follow up.
Yeah, I will let them know what's going on. I will keep communication open.
Right.
I won't fucking say, hey, I got all these personal issues and then go somewhere else and then fucking make an announcement.
Right.
Like,
yeah, no, apparently Scott Pierce is almost dying in a hospital. He still emailed and they go, look, I'm dying in a hospital. I'll
right.
get back to you.
There's
right.
a difference
I'm
there.
Sorry it's been a couple of days, but I almost died.
Yeah, I almost died. But
I'm doing better. I'll reach back out at the end of the day or so.
Right.
It's fine.
So, like, is that the brand that you want to champion?
No.
Well, if you take all the other bullshit aside, all the other fucking chaos with McAuliffe and then the fucking price reduction, the fucking carry the one.
Right.
I want to deal with the fucking guy that's going to get on the goddamn phone. Whether you're going to get on the phone or you're going to have somebody get on the phone, something.
Like, somebody.
There is this fall off.
You need communication with
them. Yeah, with companies that lack fucking communication. And then they wonder why things have imploded and why their business has failed. I'm like, because you couldn't fucking get anybody on the goddamn phone.
Right.
You could have a great product. It's not that fucking hard. Here's the phone number. Call this fucking guy. Hey, really sorry about that. Whatever.
Right. Mickey can't call you right now. Yeah. My name's Bob.
Right. Bob, do me a favor and fucking... You know what? Even the sales force that's no longer with you.
Right.
Right? I bet you could have reached out to some of those guys and said, hey, you know, so-and-so has questions and I can't really respond. Do you mind picking up the Slack for me on this?
Yeah, but you still don't know the breakup. Like what?
It doesn't matter how bad the breakup is with the company because there's still probably... people that liked Mickey in that company
right.
that
it
would
depends
have
on his
him.
Relationship with the individual sales
right.
guys.
Even if
we know our guy would have.
Right. Even if they're not in that company. Mickey's been in the business for over a fucking who knows how long.
Yeah.
20 fucking years.
Right.
He could have called anybody and said, hey man, I'm fucking dude, shit has hit the fan for me. I'm getting calls from a bunch of people and I really don't want to facilitate
my hair transplants
them.
Didn't take. Can you call this guy back for me?
Do you mind taking can you just fucking make some calls for me? And just say, hey, look, really sorry.
He's having a hard time.
He's going through a transitional period. He doesn't know that kind of shit. Whatever. Whatever the case may be.
Stop with the hair. What's wrong?
No, he said transitional.
But not answering.
That's something else.
But not answering. Leaving it dead aired. And then going somewhere else and saying, oh, here's my announcement. It's like,
right.
Cool. No problem. I'm not saying that you got to reach out to the fucking podcast.
Right. You got to reach out to you personally.
You said, hey, this is what's going on. Here's what I'm thinking.
Please don't put it on the podcast.
I'm probably going to reduce my prices. Like, you know. I want to get ahead of this. How do we make this work in your store? Whatever. It's just
something.
Instead of just fucking.
Do you think he felt by telling you whatever the personal problem was that he has placated you for the moment?
Placated? Explain.
satisfied him for the moment, you know, like
appeasing me.
Yeah, appeased you briefly. Like, okay, this has bought me another week.
That
or
was
something.
Two fucking weeks ago.
I understand that now. I meant at the time he did it.
That was probably 3 weeks ago now.
Do you think he told Coop what was happening?
Whatever the personal thing was.
I don't know.
You think you told him about his hair and plants?
That's all right.
Or the transitional.
The transitional thing, whatever that was.
Look, if he decided to be a woman, he would be a very tall woman.
He just called,
woman.
Told you.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
That's all he had to call and say.
Oh, you're really excited about that.
I answered with a new button.
It's perfect.
And then you would answer back with, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'd have to change things again. I'm not doing that.
I'm not hitting those buttons. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And, unfortunately for Mickey, I think it's going to fucking impact him big as far as his overall sales.
Yeah, I think he was doing really good before the whole merger of McAuliffe.
He was. Well, even when he did it, he was doing good.
The guy had a hustle.
I don't think the McAuliffe merger helped him at all.
No, but the guy had a hustle.
I think he got a little more exposure.
And he was putting in the work. He was flying around. He was doing all these things. And then he just fucking crashed and burned.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
I think he was hoping the McAuliffe thing took some weight off of him. Maybe. And he didn't have to go all the time anymore.
I think it helped out McAuliffe more than it helped out him. Because McAuliffe was like, it's like a dead brand almost. Like,
I'm just saying as a consumer.
What is it? Something they did no longer. I can't remember what it was. Either they only sell brick and mortar or they're not selling brick and mortar. I didn't remember which way that went. I can't remember at this point.
But like, you never heard about them, but you're hearing a lot about All Saints. And then when the news happened of them merging, like that kind of reinvigorated
him?
It reinvigorated McAuliffe, yeah. Right.
It gave them something to talk about, or some reason for us to talk about them.
No, I think McAuliffe is doing well because they hitched wagon to Garofalo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And the
number two podcast.
The toilet plunger thing.
Right.
Yeah, what? Yeah, that guy. It's like he doesn't even watch our show.
Toilet plunger? I don't watch it. I live it.
Well, you don't pay attention. Is that Mickey? Well, or are you talking to Mickey on the phone right now?
No, I got a couple things.
All right, just wraps up the show. Mike, I got some things. Oh, no, we're still going.
I mean, but those are too big.
Well, Rocky Patel's also reduced prices, Micah.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yes, he has.
On which ones?
Most of the time when cigar companies announce changes to their pricing, it typically heads in one direction, up. But on a small twist, Rocky Patel Premium Cigars, Inc., has informed its retailers that it will reduce prices on three of its lines. Effective June 1st, the company will reduce the price of its Vintage 1990, Vintage 1992, and Vintage 1999 lines by 5%. All three of these blends are produced at STG Donnelly. Donnelly?
By 5%?
Yes.
Was that 60 cents?
Well, on a $7 cigar, it's a lot of money.
They're only seven? Oh, I thought it was like that $100 one or something.
No. The Vintage 1990, 92, and 99 are offered in their $8 cigars. There we go. Same sizes and price, same as the Petite Corona.
So 40 cents.
$8.85, while the 6x60 Vitola retail for $13.50. These changes will not affect the Vintage 2003 and Vintage 2005.
All right. Here's some Patreon intel here.
Uh-oh. For free.
If tobacco costs are going up.
Right.
If labor is going up.
Right.
If shipment and transportation has gone up.
Right.
And your price is going down.
Right.
You've probably been overcharging this entire fucking time.
No, well, say it's
I don't know.
So.
Call me crazy.
On these, it is the we went up 10, now we're down 5 type thing. I don't know the exact number, but they did go up on them before, and now they've come down a little bit.
It's a bad look.
So either it was a mathematical error.
Yeah, or they just.
The Richie effect.
All right, raise these up, and then we'll drop them again after in 6 months.
You know, there's still a sweet spot for cigars.
Sure.
Right. I would say that it's below your average price. It's somewhere between $8-$9.
Right.
Those cigars move
faster
at a faster rate.
Certainly.
Especially when they're quality cigars.
Right.
Right. So you now have these cigars that were probably at that price point originally that have now shot up to this $13 or $14 range
right.
that aren't doing well.
Sure.
They're not moving at the level that they needed to move, so they're trying to bring that pricing back. You're seeing the consumption level coming down, so you're trying to up that now.
Gotcha.
But when in all reality, if you just did the fucking price right off the rip, you'd still right. you'd have been moving a ton of them.
Yeah,
right.
So what happens when it still doesn't move in a year? Do you decrease the price again?
To be honest, I think you discontinue the whole thing.
Right.
Just stop making that one.
And you just start going this another direction.
Put a different wrapper on it.
But those blends, your vintage stuff has been around for so long that...
Right. Someone just has a little colored footband, right?
Terminating that blend, that brand... is fucking hard.
As a brand owner, right? Say you did increase your price too high. Would you make the move of decreasing your price, or would you just kill it and do something new?
Well, for one, I probably wouldn't increase my price too high.
Like if for some reason you did.
You know, I've had some pretty dramatic price increases over the past few years because I've had to. You know, I wouldn't go back and say, well, now the Habano's a dollar less, you know?
Right.
If I can't move it at the prices that I'm having it at, that means that there's need for me to move on.
Right. Cigar's not working.
Yeah, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Or you could not be working. Like, maybe whoever is, like, Rock Patel have a person that does each type of line? Or
I mean, Patel's got a fucking Learjet. He's doing all right. He's got a whole team.
Does he really have a Learjet? Because we thought... Herklotz had a jet.
He has
to use points to get into Economy Plus.
Fucking Patel is up there, man. Oh. He is up there. He's one of the guys.
Wasn't he an attorney originally or something? Yeah, he still got all that money.
He was the originator of the event.
Oh.
Of the cigar
allegedly,
event?
Yeah.
Oh.
He would do events.
I thought Sokka invented the event.
No, well, I mean.
Along with the cigar.
Yeah. Sokka created cigars.
Right.
Yeah. Cigars. Totally different. I mean, we might as well just blast everybody on this episode.
Wow.
Holy shit.
We always bless Sokka.
He takes it well.
He does. He doesn't mind at all.
As long as you're talking about him, that's all.
Right. It doesn't matter what it is. WNBA star Kelsey Plum gets signature cigar.
Oh, my Lord.
Kingmaker Cigars has created a new signature cigar for she's a very pretty girl. For Kelsey Plum, an all-star guard for the Los Angeles Aces of the WNBA. Plum has garnered attention in recent years for lighting up cigars during the Aces 2 WNBA championship celebrations and could now be lighting up her own cigar should the Aces... This makes no sense at all. Should the Aces with their third championship this season. The Kelsey Plum...
They should win.
You're right. The Kelsey Plum cigar, signature cigar, is a 652 Toro. They use a Connecticut wrapper of undisclosed origins over an undisclosed binder and filler. The company says the blend offers an aroma of toasted nut, particularly almonds. Toasted almond nuts.
Mm. Probably not the best.
Subtle hint of sweetness and cream culminating
like toasted nuts
in a bold peppercorn finish. It calls the cigar a celebration of the finesse and focus, offering a refined experience that lingers long after the final puff.
Nice.
Oh, Lord.
Well, look.
Who's the company?
Kingmaker.
Kingmaker.
in a related story, Luciano Morales was allegedly heard saying, "Hey, I had dibs on basketball players."
Well, look.
I had to bring Luciano back.
Listen, I'm all for this shit. I'm not about to fucking shit on anybody, especially some type of person that has some level of fame that makes a cigar.
Sure.
Because the reality is the more socially acceptable cigars become, the better off we all are.
Right.
Right.
So, hey.
Do you think the company approached her or she approached the company? The
company approached her.
Yeah.
This girl's lighting up cigars at the end of the game. We should be making, somebody brought her picture in and threw it on the conference table.
Go get it.
Well, the WNBA right now is a big platform that everybody is putting a light on right now. You got to remember that, too.
Why? What are they talking
about?
Because
of Caitlin Clark?
Because of Caitlin Clark.
But I heard she didn't do well.
Not in her first game. But, of course, Jordan didn't do great in some games, too.
What's the big deal with Caitlin Clark? I don't follow.
She could fucking, she would just shoot at half court. It looked fucking ridiculous. Oh, okay.
She's not like a guy that used to be a girl that pretended to be a guy.
She's a good basketball player. Like,
so she just became part of the WNBA.
She's almost like the female version of Curry to some degree.
Yeah, when Curry came in and everybody saw he could shoot so well, they're like, oh, wow. And it revitalized the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now he makes great shoes.
Right.
Great shoemaker.
Kirby.
But
makes vacuums, too.
But now it's not just Caitlin Clark. Like, she revitalized it.
No, now it's Kelsey Plum.
Well, you got a whole bunch. And then you got NBA players who are now buying their team.
Yeah, that's been going on for a little bit. So,
the NBA players are buying the WNBA.
Yeah.
Oh, they went on the women.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's funny because, you know, if you look over time, you see that these other organizations are worth fucking billions of dollars.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And the WNBA is nowhere near that. So you can go in and get them for a song, and then you're hoping that, you know, especially if you're a celebrity, there's an attract sequence because now you own it. Right. You can kind of develop it.
Right.
And, you know, sell it for billions of dollars.
People want to go see the Shaquille O'Neal Aces or whatever happens to be. Right.
Well, you hope that's the case. I don't know. It's kind of to be determined. We'll see.
Tatuaje at South Florida Distribution Center. Well, Tatuaje might be known as a Los Angeles-based cigar company and now has a new distribution center in Miami, Florida, suburb of Doral. Adding Miami area warehouse gives the company opportunity to fulfill orders faster from Florida.
That makes sense.
It does make
sense. They should have did that years ago.
There's a lot longer story. Let's get to the end here. Another related story, Pete Hernandez is moving to South Florida, where he will be adding warehouse manager to his list of titles in the cigar industry.
Oh, really?
That's to be a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah,
didn't land well.
Well, you know, the Murray Alice one landed, so 50-50 today. What do you want? Ohio judge says cities can ban flavored tobacco products in Ohio.
Another joke?
No, that's true. And there's a list of cities that that can't do it.
Good luck with that.
So that's it. That's the news. We had some alligators caught in Florida, but other than that, you know, that's everyday stuff here.
No Florida story?
That's what I said. The Florida story is all about alligators. It's mating season. The alligators are everywhere.
Oh, they are?
Yes. And what, the MacDill Air Force Base had one caught in the wheels of a plane.
Oh, that's never good.
That seems like a crazy story.
Yeah, that would have been a good Florida story.
No, it just the plane was parked. He got between the wheels and sat there so they couldn't take off.
Oh, so
it wasn't like he was, you know,
on the runway.
Yeah, it was on the runway, so he just walked out there and sat on it. So
here I am.
It's just alligators.
Just kill the fucking gator and move on.
No, we don't. We don't do that.
We kill gators. We eat them at the swamp house.
Yeah, but only so many.
Huh.
So that's it. You got shop of the week, Michael?
Oh.
One job. That is your one job every week, Michael.
I've had a rough week.
Your wife had a shop of the week when she did the show.
Did she?
Yep. Yeah, and a listener. Did. And she a listener did. Of the week.
Yeah. She did.
She did. I have a listener of the week if you want to just, I'll take 50% of your work off of you, Michael.
Do I have a shop of the
week? You know, because I don't do anything for you, but I'll take 50% of that off.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You're the one who said it earlier. You're a one-man show.
I said you're not social media.
You're a one-man show.
And then I recanted.
When I started saying the things I do.
I said, okay, I guess you're
right. Oh, I guess you're right.
Do I have a shop of the week?
I don't know.
Hogshead.
Oh, you know, it's the anniversary of us being there. Yesterday was.
That's why I picked it.
Hogshead. I forget where they're at. In Virginia somewhere. Yep. Sorry. Because it's Breast Pipe. There's a lot of posts from Breast Pipe lately.
Mark Palmer is a beast.
Yes, he is. Well, he loves our stuff, so, you know.
And the listener.
And listener of the week,
Mark Palmer.
Michael Herklotz, listener of the week.
Really?
Yes.
Listener of the week, eh?
Sure. He listens to the show now.
I love that.
You or me?
That,
just that
was definitely road. You.
Was it?
Yep.
Sounded like it came from over there.
Nope. That's because you're deaf.
I am hungry. All right. Anybody got anything else? We're at 54. We're probably at just about an hour because I started the clock late.
58.
Yep.
All right, it's been episode 334 of the Cigar Hustler Podcast. Thank you. We got to go to the Patreon now.
Yes.
Michael's going to tell secrets.
Wait.
Houston, we have a problem.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.